Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality R-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I was just listening to the presidential approval ratings as we were rolling up. And, I don't believe him. I don't believe he's at 49%. But that's all beside the point. What has happened this week, we are going to see this stuff again. Right now, there's 15,000 Americans outside of Kabul in Afghanistan. Don't know if they're coming. We don't know if we're going to get them out of there. And we left just a ton. I don't know how to quantify it. We left enough equipment there to outfit a really good military force. And we may see some of that stuff again. 20 years ago, the military-industrial complex rushed the United States into a pair of wars that cost billions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of lives, only to end in this abject humiliation of American power in Kabul over the past few days. And meanwhile, defense contractors who had no financial incentive to properly train an Afghan military to operate independently of them, they made out quite handsomely along the way. Today, you have a new alliance of big government and big business that seeks to profiteer from the domestic culture war. You can call this the woke industrial complex. And the consequences could be even more devastating this time around for democracy at home and for the moral standing of the United States on the global stage. There's a new book out by a gentleman named Vivek Ramaswamy called Woke Incorporated. And he says the woke industrial complex concentrates into the hands of a small group of investors and CEOs the power to determine the social and moral value on a vast range of issues from climate change to race. Companies like BlackRock and Goldman Sachs and Twitter leverage their market power to wield undue influence in the marketplace of ideas by stopping companies from going public, firing employees, and censoring viewpoints on the internet. And in so doing, they betray the one person, one vote principle that defines American democracy. This is a rampant abuse of economic power, and it undermines open debate and fuels this growing epidemic of institutional mistrust in America that renders the democracy more fragile, endangering the republic. And fragility at home for the United States begets fragility abroad. The United States is that big, overbearing entity on the planet to where when we sneeze, everybody catches cold. And this past week, the geopolitical consequence of wokeism was painfully on display during our, you know, our stupid departure from Afghanistan. Not stupid that we pulled out of it, but stupid the way we pulled out of it. Pundits who criticized Biden's flawed execution missed the more important point. The only way to have ensured an orderly exit from Afghanistan was to impress the fear of total decimation upon the Taliban in response to malign behavior. And Biden made no threat. Strictly speaking, in a military thought pattern, if you will, what we should have gone and done in the beginning when we went there was found as much of the Taliban as we could, killed them the worst way we could figure out how to do it, not nuking them, killing them the way they kill people, and left. We should have rolled in there, did all of that grim stuff, and left a few messages behind. Don't make us come back here. That's pretty grim, isn't it? That's a pretty grim thing. But that's war. This is why they say war is hell. Biden did not make that threat. He didn't follow through with it. Bush didn't do it. Obama didn't do it. Trump decided that he didn't want to do it because what he didn't want to do is he didn't want to fight a war that we weren't going to win. So he started, you know, Obama had put things in place to start drawing things down. He was going along with it. But it wasn't the way Biden executed it. President Trump would have he would have left that threat in place. Now, the Taliban, even if Biden had made this threat, the Taliban knew that he wouldn't have followed through on it. When the commander-in-chief of the United States obsessingly criticizes our country, including by claiming, as Biden did, that systemic racism stains our national soul, Washington loses the moral standing to project strength abroad precisely at the moment when we need it most. And the Taliban, who are old hands at this, I mean, they've been invaded by many nations over time. They exploited this grim reality to the fullest extent. There was no, this was not a tactical failure. It was a failure of moral leadership. Every minute that our military spent this year teaching our troops about white privilege should have been spent cultivating the American idealism and projecting it abroad in ways that give us the moral authority to do what needs to be done under extraordinary circumstances like the ones we encountered this week. And if America's president doesn't believe in American exceptionalism, who else is going to? Another factor compounded our compromised geopolitical position, too, is the top companies in America turned their backs on America. Just this week, Twitter effectively aided the Taliban in their coup by permitting them to tweet to hundreds of thousands of followers as they seized control of the presidential palace in Kabul. Meanwhile, Twitter has permanently banned the 45th president of the United States from communicating with his own followers here in America. And the Taliban made quite a bit of hay of this fact in a recent news conference, referring a question about free speech to U.S. companies like Facebook. Companies like Disney and Nike regularly criticize the United States, even as they praise the Chinese, the genocidal Chinese Communist Party. The Taliban is laughing at us at this moment, at our disorganization. So, when China invades Taiwan in the years ahead, these same companies will remain silent or even praise Beijing. But this is wokeism in play. This is what being woke on the left side looks like. This is what you get out of it. And, yeah. The consequences could be existential for American democracy and the Republic. At home, and what has always been American exceptionalism abroad. In order to actually address this problem, we have to acknowledge it, speak out about it, and then expose it. Is this something we can do now? Do we have it in us? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull,
and release, or set the fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Some of you may have seen the president's horrible press conference. Only 31% of America think that he handled the recent debacle in Afghanistan in an approving manner. I wonder about those 31%. But this wasn't just Joe Biden. Who else was involved in this disaster? The first domino to fall in Afghanistan was caused by Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley. And according to the AP, right? We get this. The U.S. left Afghanistan's Bagram airfield after nearly 20 years by shutting off the electricity and slipping away in the night without notifying the base's new Afghan commander, who discovered the Americans' departure more than 2 hours after they left, according to Afghan military officials. This happened on July the 6th. We were already slipping away into the night. The Afghan commander of Bagram Airfield tried to put a good face on the sudden withdrawal in the middle of the night, but it set the stage for the collapse of the Afghan military and the Taliban blitzkrieg into Afghanistan. And suddenly the Afghan military that trusted us realized that there wasn't going to be an orderly withdrawal of American military forces. They couldn't even count on us to leave the electricity on for the Afghan military as we vanished into the night. And do you think that might have had some demoralizing effects on the Afghan military? And see, we knew about this a month ago, a month and a half ago. This happened a month and a half ago. We saw this beginning, the crumbling of the dike began a month and a half ago. So these guys that are out there saying, no, we didn't think a 300,000 strong army would collapse in 11 days. It's been going on longer than 11 days, you misinformation fool you. The dominoes that started falling led to Saigon 2.0 in Kabul. And timelines are important. On June 23rd, less than two weeks before deserting our Afghan allies in the middle of the night, Secretary Austin and General Milley testified before Congress, and U.S. Representative Seth Wilbur Moulton, former Marine Corps officer, specifically asked both of them about evacuation plans. And he made several poignant comments. He said, as we've withdrawn from Afghanistan, we've not seen an operational plan to save our brave Afghan partners and allies. And he also said, Mr. Secretary, I don't need to tell you this, but these brave Afghan partners, these Afghan and American heroes, people who we asked to risk their lives, not just for Afghanistan, but for America, because we had their backs, their future is in your hands. This much is certain. The Taliban will kill them if they can. They will rape and murder their wives and kids first, if they can. Chairman Milley, if the service chiefs were ordered to evacuate our Afghan allies today, is there a plan in place to get that started immediately? And they very carefully parsed their evasive answers. They had their opportunity to speak up and object to the disaster that would soon unfold, and they did not. So they are either complicit or incompetent, and maybe both. Secretary Austin and General Milley did not have much to say about evacuation plans, but both spent a lot of time defending their decisions on critical race theory. Representative Gates commented, I would particularly observe that on July 27, 2019, Bishop Garrison tweeted regarding former President Trump, he's dragging a lot of back actors out into the sunlight, normalizing their actions. And here's the relevant part. If you support the president, you support that. There's no room for nuance in this. There's no more. But I'm not like that talk. And then he replies to his own tweet with what seems to be a very ethno-nationalist hashtag, hashtag Black44. Could you enlighten us as to what advice Mr. Garrison has given you, and are you concerned that while you testify publicly to our committee, the department doesn't embrace critical race theory. You have hired someone who is precisely a critical race theorist. This caused a very interesting exchange. Secretary Austin said, "This is the first I've heard Mr. Garrison be described as a critical race theorist, so this is new." Mr. Gates said, "Did you review his tweets before you hired him personally?" Secretary Austin said, "Pardon me?" And then he was asked again, "Did you review his tweets?" And he said, "I did not personally review his tweets." And when being asked, General Milley Clump chimed in with his comment. And he said, "I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers, of being woke." And then he said, "I want to understand white rage, and I'm white." So General Milley, who, you know, prior to becoming an administrative general and getting into this lofty, lofty position, was actually quite the good combat commander, he changed. He was personally offended enough to fend off criticism of being woke and boldly told everyone exactly what he thought. But then, you know, then the question becomes, why was he not as bold to speak up about the imminent plans to desert our Afghan allies in the middle of the night and push over the first domino that would soon lead to the collapse in Afghanistan? Because that didn't just happen. They knew that was going to happen during this hearing. Secretary Austin was bold enough to push back against questions about critical race theory. Why was he not bold enough to speak about the imminent desertion? He's a former general, too. He should have comprehended the devastating effects desertion would have on the Afghan allies. And if he was clueless, Milley should have informed him. And if in late June, if General Milley did not know what was about to happen in Afghanistan, he was derelict in his duty. He should be relieved. And if he did know and he did nothing, then he's complicit. He was derelict in his duty, and he should be relieved. If either of them knew and did not formally document their objections, the blood of thousands of innocent Afghans are on their hands. So while they've been playing politics and all this other stuff, all these other things have happened. As of yesterday, according to the State Department, there's between 10 and 15,000 U.S. citizens in Afghanistan right now, this minute, that we don't know how to get out. And it's all because of the way these guys started planning these things together and sold it to the president. They both should, at the very least, resign immediately. Resign. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is addressing the nation on the evacuation process in Afghanistan. The president announcing he spoke with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President Emmanuel Macron about the ongoing situation.
We all agreed that we should convene, and we will convene, the G7 meeting next week. A group of the world's leading democracies, so that together we can coordinate our mutual approach, our united approach on Afghanistan and moving forward.
The Wall Street Journal reporting Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was warned about a quick Taliban takeover of the capital city of Kabul in mid-July. The warning coming from roughly two dozen diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. New research suggests the Moderna vaccine might be linked to a high risk of heart inflammation in young adults. The FDA and CDC are taking a closer look at new data from Canada. It indicates a risk of an extremely rare heart condition called myocarditis might be higher than previously thought for young adults who receive the Moderna vaccine. President Biden is facing criticism for his execution of the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan and subsequent Taliban takeover of the country. Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Winstrup believes the United States' reputation as a global power has been significantly hurt.
We have let down NATO. We have let down the good people of Afghanistan. You know, we need to reestablish our moral reputation and our strength throughout the world.
President Biden pushing back against assertion that world leaders are criticizing the chaotic U.S. exit from Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Our despicable mainstream media did everything in their vast and coercive power to see that Joe Biden was elected president. They told you that the election was free and honest and on the up and up. They said Trump was a madman, a Hitler, a host of other ridiculous things that were patently untrue. He was, and history is going to show this, he was the best president since Reagan. But the media hated him because he didn't pay his dues. He was not one of the imagined exalted elite. They never asked a few questions, too. Like, how does somebody go into Congress that isn't a millionaire and come out, a multi-millionaire, and their net worth increased by X amount of dollars, and a billionaire becomes the president, and his net worth goes down while he's in there stealing all the money? That's, I heard that so many times. So they lied and cheated and stole an election in order to push the dementia-ridden Biden into the Oval Office. And in just 7 months, he's pretty much destroyed America as it was when he took it over. The open border has welcomed what will be a million migrants from around the world by the end of the year, many of them sick with a panoply of diseases long ago eradicated in America, and bringing in all of the new variants, all of the new Lambda, Delta, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, and maybe some others too. Charlie 2.0 or something, who knows? All the new variants of COVID. While we're being ordered to mask up or be vaxxed, or mask up and be vaxxed, these people arriving at the southern border, welcomed by the Biden regime that tied the hands of ICE and the Border Patrol, are mask and vax free. 11 Democrat senators just voted against mandating that they be screen tested, masked, and vaxxed before being allowed in to roam the country. Hypocrisy on parade. And Biden is purposely altering the demographics of the U.S. with the single-minded goal of making the Democratic Party the ruling party in perpetuity. He and his partners in crime don't care about America or the American people. They care only about cementing their control of the 330 million citizens who call this nation our home. As if the breach of our southern border by hundreds of thousands of people seeking what Biden promised, shelter, health care, and the vote, was not enough of a treasonous act, he has caused massive inflation. By killing the Keystone Pipeline and letting Russia have theirs, the Nord Stream 2, which Trump had sanctioned, will enrich Putin's Russia for decades to come. But we had the Keystone Pipeline. We were already a exporter of energy under Trump. In less than 4 years, we were exporting energy. And we were energy independent. We didn't need anybody's help. Now we've driven Germany towards Russia as having nuked their own perfectly logical nuclear power industry. They need the oil and the natural gas, which we could have sold to them. And shamefully, Biden is now begging OPEC to pump more oil. But just 8 months ago, we were energy independent. So Biden's border policy and his anti-energy policy is going to destroy the middle class. And that is the grand plan, people. The more people dependent on government largesse, the more votes for Democrats. Or so they think, anyway. But of course, the worst failure of all so far is Biden's wholesale betrayal of every family who sent one of their own to fight in Afghanistan. I don't know the actual number of people that have served in Afghanistan, veterans of Afghanistan. You didn't do anything wrong. You did your job. And, you did it well. And the failure here was in your leadership. Now, the Biden administration just said you know what to the thousands of those killed and or maimed over that conflict over the past 20 years. He's given Afghanistan back to the Taliban, and he sacrificed to them the women and the girls who will find themselves back in the 7th century. And he did this with the malfeasance. Millions of us knew him, as the man Robert Gates said, has been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. And him and his team of incompetence did this. They did a complete with costumes, a reenactment of Saigon in 1975, when we had to rescue Americans off the roof of the American embassy. This is happening now in Kabul. And shockingly, today, I didn't notice, you may have noticed, if you saw some pigs flying around, that's because Jake Tapper at CNN actually uttered some true words on Sunday when speaking to the disreputable Anthony Blinken on Fools who tried to defend the regime's total capitulation to the Taliban. But Tapper, too, is culpable. And, you want to ask, how could this happen? Thanks to the disgraceful media that so hated Trump that they actually promoted and defended the man who will go down in history as the most incompetent, the most destructive president in U.S. history. Right now, Jimmy Carter, somewhere around, is dancing. He's no longer the weakest president in modern times. Did the left-wing media vet Biden? No, they covered up for him. They covered up his lifetime of sexual harassment of women and girls. They covered up for his racism and his plagiarism, his lies about his own background. They covered up his criminally corrupt son, Hunter. They covered up his obvious dementia. They covered up for his lifetime of corruption. And numerous memes have effectively put out, you know, when a billionaire becomes president, the last thing on your mind should be seeing his tax returns. When a career politician with a salary of $174K has a net worth of $50 million and owns multiple mansions, people should be asking how. Biden is one of the most corrupt politicians, has always been one of the most corrupt politicians in D.C. You could look at Peter Schweitzer's investigative reporting to see the clarity of that. So who ordered Biden to turn Afghanistan over to China and or Russia? Good question, isn't it? So now he should be impeached. He should be impeached. If only for marooning 15,000 Americans. If only for making the sacrifice of all of our soldiers as something in vain. And, he's using the office to destroy the United States, and he's doing it for personal gain. And he's been doing it for a long time. This is nothing new. This is why he's so good at it. And because he's a Democrat, he accomplished all of this with the unquestioning help of the anti-American media. And they may soon find themselves on the funeral pyre of totalitarianism. Can't we just, would you love to see Joy Reid and Jim Acosta screaming as they're hauled off to the camps? But we loved you, we supported you, we protected you. You could ask the Nazi collaborators how that worked out. The media has been, betraying you since Walter Cronkite declared the Vietnam War lost. It wasn't, but the people believed him, and we accepted defeat, and we condemned millions of Vietnamese, Laotian, and Cambodian people to death. The media is a very deadly entity, and they are an existential threat to the Republic. Turn them off. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now, while I'm sitting here and I'm talking all this stuff about the Democrats, I need to give a little love now to the Republican Party, because they are mostly feckless, and I'm very frustrated with them, as are you. Those of us on the political right have a few electoral options, very few, given our two-party system. In some elections, the choice is pretty stark. You know, Reagan, Trump. When they're at the top of the ticket, okay, now we're talking. We are rocking. But we've also seen names like McCain or Romney on the ticket. Many of us held the nose as voting Republican, only because it was the better of two lousy choices. Now, in the meantime, the leftist agenda moves forward, regardless of who is elected at the presidential or congressional level, the only difference being the speed of decline. America right now is a runaway freight train heading towards a cliff. And when Democrats are in charge, it is the pedal to the metal. And when the Republicans drive, the gas pedal is only partially pressed with no effort to hit the brakes, save for rare bursts of Reagan or Trump, and despite the opposition from their own party. And the current GOP is quite happy in the minority. They can whine and complain, and they have no actual responsibility or voice in legislation. They can seem like the hero. We're fighting the evil. Campaign donations are solicited with promises to reverse the leftist agenda, which is never kept, unlike the campaign contributions they collect. Conservatives have no home in the current Washington, D.C. political machine. Conservatives are not a small fringe group like the Lincoln Project Never Trumpers, but 80 million Americans have voted for the last and best hope to stop the runaway train before it crashes into the abyss of poverty and tyranny. And over the past decade, Republicans controlled Congress, either completely or partially in most years, GOP controlled both houses of Congress during the last 2 years of Obama and the first 2 years of Trump, a total of 4 years. What did they do? What did they accomplish? What did they put out of there? Obamacare was never repealed, despite Republican campaign promises to do that. Similar promises to defund Planned Parenthood were broken. Benghazi and Hillary Clinton's emails were never seriously investigated, unlike endless investigations and impeachments over nonsensical and fabricated Trump-Russia collusion. A legitimate request of Ukraine to investigate pay-to-play corruption involving Americans, or the so-called capital insurrection, which is looking more and more like an FBI-organized entrapment scheme. Obama met very little resistance from a Republican Congress. They reserved that one for Trump. With the GOP controlling the White House and Congress during Trump's first 2 years in office, what did Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell accomplish? Well, credit where credit's due to the Senate for confirming a bunch of what were thought to be conservative judges and Supreme Court justices. Too bad so many of them acted like leftist activist judges due to cowardice, corruption, or compromise. But this phenomenon has plagued Republican-nominated jurists for decades. Trump promised to build a border wall. Did Paul Ryan support it? No, quite the opposite. While Spygate lies were gaslighted by the media and their Democrat congressional allies, few Republicans defended Trump or tried to stop the witch hunt. And he had scarce allies in Congress, but names like Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes, of course, they backed him, but many detractors, even from his own party, names like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski. Did Bill Clinton or Barack Obama have similar critics within the Democrat-controlled Congress? I don't recall any. Instead, they circled the wagon to protect and support their party leaders, acting like snapping Dobermans when anyone dared criticize their president. And the Republicans don't know how to do that. They obviously have no such loyalty. They're concerned only about being liked by the media and are invited to criticize Trump and his supporters with Chuck Todd or Chris Wallace on a Sunday morning. So, where are we today? In the face of growing evidence of electoral fraud, theft of not only a presidential election, but a few congressional seats, Republicans are silent. Why aren't they supporting election audits and a review of the convenient COVID-induced last-minute election rule changes? If it was as fair and clean as Democrats and many Republicans claim, show me. You know, you should be wanting to shut up people like Mike Lindell and Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. And instead, the Republicans say nothing. Perhaps in their next re-election, vote counting will stop at 11 p.m. on election night. By morning, their Democrat opponent will have the lead in the congressional or Senate seat. Government agencies have mismanaged much of the COVID response with flip-flopping recommendations and mandates based more on politics than science. No oversight from Congress. And who funds those agencies? Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, they speak out, but where's the rest of them? They sit silently as our constitutional rights are slowly being eroded under the mantra to follow the science. Not challenging the science when it is contradictory and nonsensical. Saying nothing while opposing views are banned from social media and society in violation of the First Amendment. When Trump attempted to repeal Section 230 protection for social media tyrants, congressional Republicans chose not to support that. Maybe campaign contributions from Google and Facebook and Twitter were more important than protecting those who generally support Republicans from ending up suspended or banned from social media, including Trump. Our national debt now far exceeds the GDP, and the needle of the economic engine in the red zone heading toward catastrophic failure. And the Democrats want to push the needle further under the guise of infrastructure spending, with very little money going to actual infrastructure, but instead to the Green New Deal and payoffs to other Democrat constituencies. Where's the Republican opposition to this? 18 of them supported the infrastructure spending boondoggle. That's just in the Senate. These guys, they and their families will be taken care of, but not those who voted for them, as inflation and higher taxes will double down on the ongoing misery from COVID mandates, masks, and lockdowns. Southern borders wide open. Millions of who knows what from who knows where, bringing who knows what kind of disease over the border. Some criminals happily released from their home country prisons to go to America. And Biden's agencies are relocating them to a town near you. And where's the Republican opposition to that? So, I could go on. But right now it's clear that the Republicans are passively or actively supporting the Democrat agenda. Now, they're not in power, but when they were in power, they let the Democrats run the show. So that excuse falls flat. So we probably have a uniparty now, an elite ruling class that doesn't care about you. And that is daunting, I know. But we can try to pull this back. And we should try to pull this back. And if push comes to shove, we can snatch it back. And it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. You know, first they're going to have to try, you know, they're going to try to rig elections and flood American red states with millions of illegal immigrants voting legally or otherwise. We just got to hope we can turn this around before we pass the point of no return and enter an Orwellian world where somebody like Joe Biden would be considered a national hero. More like a bizarro world, actually, but you get what I'm saying. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.